The question today is, what is the great tribulation? In the day in which we live, a lot of people don't want to deal with this subject because it's coming out of the book of Revelation as far as a basis of it. But the great tribulation, there's a lot of misconception and a misunderstanding about what is the great tribulation as far as definition given by many different so-called religions or sects of religion today. But what does the Bible say? Now, when it comes to tribulation, you'll find throughout the Bible, the word tribulation has always been applied to the saints of God. Bible says this, John chapter 16, verse number 33, Jesus said this to His disciples as He was going to the Garden of Gethsemane, fixing to go, of course, He was going to the cross. But He said in John 16, 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in Me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." So He told His disciples, you're in the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have pressure. You're going to be persecuted in a sense. The tribulation is going to come upon you. Paul said this as far as Acts 14:22, as he went out establishing church. He said that, and he said, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Not just being saved, as far as being saved, but it's talking about the kingdom out yonder that He has in the days to come. We're going to have much tribulation to enter into that. And then He also told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." You realize something, the saints of God are going to suffer persecution, they're going to suffer tribulation, but they will not suffer the wrath of God. Listen, you've got to rightly divide the word and this subject we're dealing with today, or you'll come up wrong. Because many people, you ask them, what's the great tribulation? They always turn to Revelation. They speak about the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders. That is not great tribulation. That is the wrath of God, and the saints of God will not be here for that. So when we think about the tribulation, when is the tribulation, the great tribulation, going to be? Well, I'm not trying to set a date for that, but I want to give you some ideas what the Bible says when the great tribulation will be. The Bible said in verse 15 of chapter 24 of Matthew, and of course this is the word that Jesus had gave to His disciples. There are four of them. Andrew was along with Peter, James, and John, the inner circle, we sometimes call them. And they asked, when's all these things going to be? When's these things going to come to pass? And so He told them some things, but in verse 15 He said of Matthew 24, mark it down, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand." Now, the abomination of the desolation is when the Antichrist reveals himself, which is in the middle of the 70th week of Daniel. See, most people say that we have 7 years of great tribulation. Not so. There is a 70th week of Daniel, which involves 7 years. But during that time, the Antichrist will come with peace. There will be a time of prosperity. There will be a time of famine. There will be a time of war and bloodshed and whatnot. And souls will be put under the altar, martyrs, many martyred for Christ's sake. But when he, in the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, the Antichrist will set himself up as God. And he calls it the abomination of desolation. Now, he said, when you see this stand, verse 15, in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which be in the housetop, on the housetop, not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. This is the great tribulation. As far as when is it? It says when you see the abomination of desolation set up. That means when the Antichrist sets himself up as God in the temple that's going to be rebuilt one day, that's going to be the beginning of what's called the great tribulation by the Bible. Now, we're in tribulation now. We've always been in tribulation. The saints of God in Jesus' day was in tribulation. Always we'll have that tribulation upon us. But there will be great tribulation. He says, Bible very plainly says that. Mark that down in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 21. Rightly divide the Scripture. You can't take what man says. Tradition will lead you astray. See, easy believism has caused us to say easy in, Easy out. And we're not going to have to face some things. Folks, there's going to be a great tribulation one day. And all the saints of God on the earth at that time are going to suffer during that time of great tribulation. When is it? It's when the Antichrist sets himself up as the abomination of desolation that God calls him. He sets himself up as God. And that begins the great tribulation. That's what the Bible says. That's at the middle of the 70th week of Daniel. And now then, that's when it is. Now, what is the great tribulation? Well, it's not the trumpets and the vials and the thunders that some people want to read in Revelation and call that the great tribulation. That's the wrath of God. That's upon the lost crowd. That's upon those who've been left behind. But remember, tribulation is always on the saints of God. Wrath is on the lost. Now, the great tribulation really is when the mark of the beast comes. You may want to disagree, and that's all right. You're noble to question what I say, but send us your questions. Send us your comments. We'll be able to discuss some things. Iron sharpens iron, and we need to know the truth. I don't know about you, but I want truth. I know there's some things we don't always understand about every minute detail, but some things are plain in the Word of God. The when of it is after He sets Himself up as God in the temple, the abomination of desolation. What is it? It's not the trumpets, the vials, and the thunders. That's the wrath of God. So great tribulation is the mark of the beast that's given in Revelation chapter 3, verse 11 through 18. And this happens right after He set up as Himself up as God in the temple. And He said, "And I beheld," verse 11 of Revelation 13, "and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, as he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast." Now, the ones he deceived are the lost, the unbeliever. Matthew 24:24 said it's not possible to deceive the elect, the saints of God. But he's saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And they had power to give life unto the image of the beast. And this is setting up the abomination of desolation here. And that both he should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The saints of God will not worship. And therefore, many of them will be killed during that time. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Herein is wisdom. Let them that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666, or the mark 666. Don't know all that means. Don't know exactly how it'll come. Maybe a computer chip placed inside, but those that are saved will not take that at that time. And therefore, they will be there. Some people say, well, all the saints are going to be gone. Also, now it says here that that's great tribulation. Remember, tribulation is up on the saints at that time. Now, and this is also called, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, it's called the devil's wrath. Not the wrath of God, but the devil's wrath. And it says in verse 12 of chapter 12 of Revelation, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." In other words, he's got only a short time, and it's the devil's wrath that's moved in there. In fact, the time is going to be so bad during this time of great tribulation that he says in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 22, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days should be shortened." That's so that there'll be some that will be caught up. And of course, they're caught up over in the book of Revelation chapter number 7, as we find there's a number that no man could number. Revelation chapter 7, let me get to the right place here. Revelation chapter 7, and this is verse number 9. "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. This is right after the great tribulation, or at the end, that he shortens it to this time. And he said, they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And he goes on down to speak, and he asked John, says, who are these, and whence came they? And John said, he said unto them, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. It's the saints of God that he's talking about that's been raptured up to be with the Lord at that time and place there. And so therefore, the days are shortened to keep all of them from being killed. Of course, in Revelation 6, the fifth seal, verse 9, the souls of many of them are under the altar because they died during that period of time. And they asked, how long is this going to be? But we don't know the day or the hour, but he shortened the days so that the saints of God would be caught up with our Lord at that time and be with him at the end of really the great tribulation. Now, I'm not talking about the wrath of God. I'm not talking about, don't mark it off and push it aside. God is trying to tell us something to be prepared for some things we're going to face here. But you know what? It don't matter what you face, even if you die during that time as a martyr, you'll not be separated from the love of God. Because the Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, he uses the word who. In other words, masculine gender. Can the devil separate us from the love of Christ? Well, he goes on to say, shall tribulation, even the great tribulations involved there, or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, can the devil take anything, and even death, a martyr's death, if you please, and separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? Verse 37, he answers his own question in Romans 8 and says, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Folks, I want to tell you, we've been taught a lot of things and it's not exactly right. We need to find out what thus saith the Word of God. So when you ask the question, well, what is the great tribulation? We need to know what the Bible says. When is it? We need to know when it is. And it's right after the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, when the Antichrist is set up to worship in the temple that's going to be rebuilt one day, and it's not far off. And as a result, when he sets himself up, it's called the abomination of desolation and the false prophet, which he caused people to bow down and worship the Antichrist by causing them to take a mark. Can't buy ourselves. They don't take the mark. And during that time, many will die. Great tribulation will be upon it. And God will shorten those days so that there be some alive, so he can catch them out and catch them on to glory there. So it's the mark of the beast is the great tribulation. And thank God we'll not face the wrath of God, which is the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders. But we are in tribulation now. Always have been. All the saints always have been and always will be. And one day there will be a great tribulation for the saints that's alive upon the earth at that time. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.